Hey y'all, this is Dawn, aka the Interactive Nanny, coming to you guys live and in living color from none other than Interactive Nanny's World, where love and play are interactive. So glad to be with you guys this evening, and I'm ready to share. We're doing story time today, so I have two new books. Well, I think I've read one of them. I can't remember if I have or not for sure. But it's one of my favorite books, so I'm going to read that one. And then I actually have another new book. So you guys know how I am about new books. So we'll be sharing that one as well. So we're going to get started. So if you can, grab the littles, gather around. Let's settle in. And if you're going to let them listen to it later on tonight for their story time before they go to bed, then that's fine too. Make sure you listen, like, share, and subscribe. Both on wherever you receive your podcasts from, as well as YouTube. So again, we're going to get started. And the first book that I'm going to be sharing is one of my all-time favorites, for real. This is an Eric Carle book, and I love Eric Carle. And he's one of my favorite authors. So we're going to be reading The Very Hungry Caterpillar. I love The Very Hungry Caterpillar. So let's get into it. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and pop! Out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. He started to look for some food. On Monday, he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. On Wednesday, he ate through three plums, but he was still hungry. On Thursday, he ate through four strawberries, but he was still hungry. On Friday, he ate through five oranges, but he was still hungry. On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage, one cupcake, and one slice of watermelon. That night he had a stomach ache. The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf. And after that, he felt much better. Now he wasn't hungry anymore. And he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. He built a small house called the cocoon around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and he was a beautiful butterfly. And that's the end of the story. So again, this was The Very Hungry Caterpillar. And I mean, if you guys haven't read them, as far as parents or adults, if you don't have or haven't read The Very Hungry Caterpillar for your littles, I suggest highly that you get it. Eric Carle is a great children's author. I love like the illustrations in his books. The colors are very vibrant. The pictures are very cute and whimsical. And the stories are simple enough for the younger ones to understand as well as the older ones. And I've always loved Eric Carle as an author. So again, that was The Very Hungry Caterpillar by Eric Carle. And now I'm getting ready to read I Am Ruby Bridges. And this is a story of how one six-year-old girl's march to school changed the whole world. It was written by acclaimed civil rights icon Ruby Bridges. And the art was by number one New York Times bestselling illustrator Nicholas Smith. So here we go. I Am Ruby Bridges. Ruby, a jewel, a precious stone that is red. Bridges, plural of bridge, a structure carrying a pathway or roadway over an obstacle such as a river. 1B, a time, a place, or means of connection or transportation. All right, let's get into the story. I am Ruby Bridges. When I grow up, my work will be precious. I will be a bridge. I will bridge the gap between black and white and hopefully between all people. I suppose some things in life are just meant to be. 1960. Before I started school, I wasn't thinking about who I would be when I grew up. What I was thinking about was how much I didn't even like my name. I thought Ruby was a name for the little old ladies. It was much too old for someone my age. After all, I was just turning 6. I'm told my grandmother chose this name, Ruby, for me. Well, that explains it. No wonder it's such an ancient name. But I so loved my grandmother, I thought I'll just have to live with it, and I'll try to grow into it. Surely I didn't want to hurt her feelings. So there I was, almost 6, born in 1954. I'm told that that was a very important year because of the landmark case, Brown versus the Board of Education. That was when the court banned segregation in schools. But all I knew then was my old name was Ruby Bridges. Oh boy, what's next? What a way to start school. Oh well, how bad can it be, I thought. It's not like I'll be the first Ruby in the world, just the youngest one. So off to school I go. It is a regular school with lots of other kids to play with. I make new best friends. Even my teacher is nice. And it's not hard at all. Surprisingly, it's easier than I thought it would be. I get lots of gold stars every day. Life couldn't get better. Then, just as things are going really well for me, surprise! I found out my parents have decided that I'm switching schools to a better school, they say, with better opportunities. But first, I must take a test to get in. Opportunities? What are opportunities anyway, I thought? And why do I need them, especially if a test comes with them? But then I thought, I'm already getting gold stars. So how hard can it be? Besides, there's no turning back now. It's what my parents want for me. Opportunities. And guess what? Another gold star. I passed the test. Can you believe it? How lucky can an almost 6-year-old with an old name like Ruby be? I was about to find out because my mom said I would be starting at a brand new school the next morning and I had better behave. First day, no more walking to school with my best friends. There are 4 very tall men at the door to drive me to school, and they're white men. Who in the world are they, and who told them I needed a ride to school anyway? Federal marshals, they tell me, sent by the President of the United States. Federal marshals sent just for me? Wow. That must have been a very special test that I passed because they said I'm the first. The first what, I thought. I didn't find out what being the first really meant until the day I arrived at this new school. Those 4 very tall white men, they escort me into the building past lots of screaming white people who line the streets outside the school. It really looks like Mardi Gras to me, but they aren't throwing any beads. What's Mardi Gras without beads? Once I get inside, I meet the new principal, and she is white too. I wasn't taken to my new classroom until the next day. Second day. When I arrived at my classroom, my new teacher opens the door and greets me. Hi, I'm Miss Henry, your teacher. Come in and take a seat, she says. And aren't I surprised, because she is also white. I've never had a white teacher before. And the biggest surprise of all, I'm the only kid in the class. I didn't see any other kids at all. Not one. That test must have been a lot harder than I thought. Why am I the only kid in my class? Not to mention the only kid in the whole school. And why don't I see anyone who looks like me? And that's when it hits me. I'm not just the only kid. I'm the only black person here. I thought maybe I am the first. The first black kid in this school. So that's what they meant about me being the first. Finally, it all makes sense. Me, 6-year-old Ruby, the first black kid to go to this school, William France Elementary, a white school. When I asked my mom, she said yes, it was an all-white school until the laws changed when Brown versus the Board of Education won their case in the Supreme Court. Now all black kids can go to any school they like alongside white kids. I, Ruby being the first, helped to make that possible. And that's a good thing for black kids, for white kids too, for all kids once they finally get here. I just want to know one thing. When are they coming? Because I know they're just like me. Who cares what colors we are? I'm just happy Brown versus Board made it right. School is just school and kids are just kids. I'm sure they'll all show up soon enough. I can't wait. I am Ruby Bridges, the first. And that's the end of the story. All right, so this is I Am Ruby Bridges. And I got this one from a book fair at my honey baby's school that she was going to. So yeah, this is I'm Ruby Bridges, and it's the true life story of how she basically changed the world as far as school once schools got desegregated. She was the first black child to go to an all-white school, so I thought this was very interesting to share. And then the Bear Hungry Caterpillar is actually my honey baby's book, so I don't know where they got this from, but you can get both books. Y'all already know, you know, with Amazon, eBay, your local bookstores, thrift books, or any, you know, basically any place that sells books, you can get books. Or just go to your local library and check them out. But, yeah, those are the two books that I wanted to share with you guys this week. So now that we've done our sharing, I do also want to share about the product that I tried, that I had been telling you guys about for the past couple of weeks, Magic Mind. But this time, I've told you all as far as just the benefits, but as far as when I've taken it, I'll just share my experience. When I've taken it, like, I could tell a difference. And, like, before I was taking it, when I would get up in the mornings, I'd be very, you know, still a little bit tired throughout the day, just a little tired. I didn't, you know, some days I really didn't have as much energy as I felt like I wanted or needed to do what I needed to do. But then once I started taking it, I can sort of tell a difference, like each day or whatever, I feel more energized, more alert, more aware. I had, you know, more energy to sort of take care of my tasks, not just my workday stuff, but, you know, if I had stuff to do throughout the day, either before or after I got home from work. And it sort of helps clean your system out as well. So, I mean, I like the product myself. I think it's a very good product. And it's not like I said, it's not like the energy drinks. You know, the energy drinks, they give you energy, but some of them can be very harmful. These are, I guess, natural, you know, sort of more on the natural side of things as far as energy drinks, I guess, if you want to say that. It's a difference. That's what I'm trying to, it's a difference between the regular energy drink and these products here. So anyway, again, if you would like to try Magic Mind, if it's your first time, you can go to the site, go to their website, and once you place your order, you can use my code, all caps, InteractiveNanny20, and you'll get a 20% discount off of your first order of Magic Mind. So I would, you know, if just give it a shot, give it a try. And I'm pretty sure once you try it, you'll like it. But other than that, those are my sharing beats for today. So until next week, You guys be safe. Have a productive week. Y'all are almost out of school. Y'all got a few more weeks and y'all will be out for the summer. I've recently switched jobs, so I won't be out for the summer. But until next Sunday, you guys be safe. Enjoy your week. Hopefully this warm weather come on through and we can all enjoy warmth and sort of get outside a little bit more. And until then, it's Don, aka the Interactive Nanny, signing off from Interactive Nanny's World. I'll see you, talk to you guys next week. Have a good one. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye.